Hey, welcome back to another episode of Be Inspired with Jen. Okay, so I told myself I wasn't going to do another episode on coronavirus, but here we are. Thing about it is that it's just really out of control, guys. I mean, we're over 50 positive confirmed cases of COVID-19 here in Guam, and 3 deaths already. And even though it doesn't seem a lot to some people, guys, Guam is only 32 miles long, okay? And we have less than 180,000 people here in Guam. So you do the math, you know? It is crazy just thinking we can go out there, you know, and catch it. And the thing about it is that my husband has to work. He still has to work. It's so crazy, though, because it's a construction company. Like, what can you possibly be building that can't wait? You know what I'm saying? Like, I get that it's a project, you know, and I get that it's like thousands and thousands of dollars or whatever for the project to get done by a certain time. But like, is it really, is it like really worth risking my husband's life? Like, there's only like 3 drivers and he's one of them, and they need him apparently. And even though they promised to give him like time and a half, which is like, what, $15 an hour, I still don't think that all the money in the world is worth risking his life or my family's life, my kid's life, to go out there and work to deliver the lumber and stuff and like construction materials to these vendors, you know, or to, you know, to the customers and stuff. And so it's just insane, you know, like, he always has to like make sure he sanitizes before he comes in the house, you know, and he's always wearing a mask, don't worry, and he's always sanitizing often, you know, but it's still scary, you know, because a lot of these customers that he delivers to, like even the owner themselves, they actually just traveled to China, and one of them too was like in quarantine. I don't know if it's because she caught the virus herself or because she's afraid to come out, or maybe she's afraid that her employees are going to think that she has the virus, but the owner himself is still going over there, you know, to the office and stuff and putting everybody else at risk. And it's just crazy thinking about it. And then we have my mom. Okay, she's in her 50s. And even though they told her that she's on admin leave, like, that lasted for like a day or so. Like, they ended up calling her in. Like, she told me, like, she told us, like, oh, okay, I'm going into work. I'm like, what? Like, I was so upset. I was like, why are you going into work? Didn't they, like, give you admin leave? Don't they know your age? Like, you have health problems. Like, why are they making you work? And, guys, she works in the barracks, okay, on a naval base on Guam. Okay, guys? Imagine that. She has to clean and sanitize these rooms where, you know, where the Navy sailors come in. Okay, and there's like over 5,000 sailors and already 9 tested positive. And we have like less than 100 test kits right now for the virus, you know? So you do the math, like, think about it. You see how risky that is? And I get that they're in quarantine, you know, and even the travelers that came in, like in, they came in actually, like before March, like end of February, and then that's when we found out, like in mid-March, that these people that came in, they were exposing everybody, and they're the ones that brought it to Guam from the Philippines. And so it was like really crazy because, like, even though a lot of them are in hotels right now and they have room and board, you know, it's paid for, they get to roam around in the hotels and they feel imprisoned, yet it just defeats the purpose because they're like, if you do have the virus and you're, you know, and you're like roaming around and nobody's monitoring you, you can like expose everybody else. It's like so dumb because like they're not even checking them, they're not even testing them, you know, so that they can go home. Okay, yet the ones that did test positive, they allowed them to go home and they told them to just self-quarantine. Like, what? Like, that doesn't even make any sense. Like, nobody's monitoring them. You can, like, they can literally leave their house and, you know, put everybody else at risk, you know? And just the idea of that happening, you know, guys, honestly, it's like, it just blows my mind. Like, I just honestly feel like the government of, you know, the government of Guam, the governor herself, is just not doing enough. You know, she waited until the virus came to Guam before she shut down everything, before she shut down airport and put people in quarantine. And, you know, my husband's boss, like, literally just came in from China. Like right before we found out that the virus was here. But the thing about it, it takes about 2 weeks to find out that you have the virus. So, like, when did he come in? Like, when did his daughter come in, you know? Like, when did the owners come in from China? You know, did they get exposed? Like, why is she in quarantine? Like, so many unanswered questions. You know, my heart really honestly goes out to all those that are affected, you know, in China, in Italy, in Washington. I have my family there, you know, and I know some are really affected by it. And some actually have caught the virus, and my heart goes out to them. Like, you know, just thinking about, you know, the ones that put their lives on the line constantly, you know, the nurses, you know, and the doctors, you know, in the hospitals, and, you know, the retail workers, because they have to do their job in order for people to get out there, you know, and get what they need. You know, and I feel like a lot of people just aren't taking this as seriously as they should. Okay, it is serious, guys. You know, a lot of people are posting memes and laughing about it, you know, and saying that, like, Bud Light or whatever, or Heineken or whatever is, like, the vaccine for it. And it's just, it's not funny. It's not funny anymore, okay? It's serious. People are actually dying now, okay? You guys should have taken it seriously before, you know? And you should do, you know, you should take it seriously now. You know, there's so many lives affected by it. And the thing about it is that you don't get to see these people. Imagine that. Okay, once they get sick, your loved one, once they get sick, that's it. If they don't recover, they pass away. And then you don't ever see them again. They'll cremate them. And then you'll never see them again. And that's it. It's done. And people need to take this seriously, man. You know, maybe you think that it won't happen to you, you know, and hopefully it doesn't. You know, I pray that it doesn't. But there's so many people that, you know, are not taking this social distancing as seriously as they should. You know, my husband's coworker, honestly, the coworkers keep asking him to come, you know, to come hang out and whatever. And I'm just like, no, man, no, I'm sorry. You know, tell them no, not right now. You know, it's too risky, you know? And as much as I want to go and see my family, it's just too risky, especially for my mom, you know, at her age. And I know she's already being exposed to it, man, honestly. Like, honestly, I feel like it's only a matter of time, and I'm just so scared. Like, she's the only parent I have left, you know? And she's just so stubborn, guys. Oh, my God, I love her to death, but she's so stubborn. Like, she doesn't like to listen. Like, she loves working. I wish I had, like, you know, like, all the money in the world to, like, pay off all her bills so that she doesn't ever have to work a day in her life again. And yet she'll still manage to find something to do because that's who she is. Just like my husband, like, they're like cockroaches. They can't keep still. Okay, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I like working too, okay? I like keeping busy, you know, so I don't go insane. But, like, I mean, even if I was to pay off, like, all her bills, she'll, like, still find a way to go work, you know, do something to keep herself busy. And so I was telling her, like, since I'm, like, majoring in, like, business administration to, like, own my very own business, like, can I own, like, a company and then you, like, run it? Like, would that suffice? Like, would that be okay for you? You know, so that you don't really have to do anything, you know, just come in and out and just check on the employees and stuff. And, you know, and so that's what I really want to do, honestly, you know. And eventually we'll get there, guys. Okay, I know everybody's like getting antsy and worried and scared at the same time, but you guys have to just keep praying and have faith that everything's gonna be okay. you know, and maybe Mother Earth just needed a break from all this, you know, as funny as it may seem. But now there's like less pollution right now, so maybe she can heal, you know. I don't know, you know, but please, you know, my heart goes out honestly to all those people affected by it, you know, all the hospital staff and all the retail workers and, you know, anybody who has to work during this time. Okay, you know, I pray that everybody's okay and we'll get out of this a lot stronger than we were before, you know. And I truly believe it. I truly believe it. We just stick together, even though we're practicing social distancing, if we just stick together and have faith and pray often, you know, I think we'll be okay. You know, please just, you know, self-quarantine, stay at home. If you don't need to go out there, you know, and get supplies or food or whatever, you know, then please refrain from going out. Just stay home. Think of all the people affected by it already. You know, I heard some infants already passed away because of it. Some kids. There was a mom that I saw on Facebook. She's pregnant and she hasn't. She never thought that she would get it. And now her and her baby is at risk. And it's just so scary, guys. You know, and I'm just trying to be strong for my family, not thinking about it, honestly, you know, with my anxiety, all the worries in my mind, you know, thinking about my mom and my husband and my family in the States affected by this virus. It's just crazy, you know, and I really do, you know, I'm trying to, you know, stay positive and have faith, you know, and I think everybody should, you know. There's just so much going on right now, and I think that, we all, you know, if we all just stick together and do our part, I think everything will be okay, and we will get out of this, you know, a lot stronger than before, guys, honestly. You know, I think the only positive thing from this, or the only thing good that's been happening from this, is that, well, with Guam, at least, the school or whatever, the Department of Education here in Guam, they stepped up and they're actually serving like lunch and breakfast for the kids, you know, and so that's really nice. And I heard Salvation Army here in Guam too is also going to be giving out like free food to the family in need, you know, the families in need and stuff. And so that's really nice. You know, I feel like the governor herself is not really doing much, or the government. But at least I know when it comes to, like, the schools or the staff or whatever, I know that they're really doing their part. Because we're, like, they've been reaching out to me and stuff, you know. And I've been reaching out to them as well, you know, to try and get the assignments or whatever for my kids to make sure they're, you know, on top of things and stuff. And, you know, still getting their education, you know, as much as they can, even while they're not in school. So everybody just needs to do their part, you know. And I know everyone's getting antsy and worried and scared at the same time, but everything will be okay, I promise, you know. And I'm honestly, my heart really goes out to you if you're affected by it, whether you're suffering from it or you have family or friends, you know, loved ones that's actually suffering from this virus. My heart goes out to you, you know, and I pray that everybody is going to be okay. But, you know, really honestly have to do our part, and that's social distancing. Okay, guys, maintain social distancing, and please self-quarantine. If you don't have to go out, you know, to go get food or supplies or whatever, please just stay at home, you know. And I'm so glad that a lot of celebrities and people, you know, are just coming together and just showing each other, you know, giving them so much love and support and encouraging them to just stay strong, you know. And it just, it blows my mind how people are complaining about having to stay home. Like, dude, like, this is the time that you can actually take to, like, spend time with your family. Like, you know, you're always constantly busy working and going to school or whatever it is that you do. But, like, you get so busy. Like, you're literally getting paid to stay home. And if you're not, man, I honestly feel so bad, you know. I really hope that, you know, you're qualified for that stimulus check that comes out, because I know a lot of families are affected by it financially right now. A lot are losing their jobs, and it's really heartbreaking thinking about it, but I think that it could be worse, you know. A lot of places right now, landlords and a lot of companies are not expecting people to pay, you know, pay their bills right now. Everything's kind of like on hold, you know, so don't worry too much about that. You know, just focus on your family and staying safe, okay? Sanitize often, wash your hands often. You know, please don't go out if you don't need to, okay? I really honestly did not want to do another episode or whatever on coronavirus, but I just really think that it's truly important, and you know, that I get the message out there, because I really honestly don't think that a lot of people are taking it seriously, and they should. It's very, very serious. There's people dying, okay? And it's so sad. And even if it hasn't reached your area yet, you know, don't think that it won't, man. Like, treat it as if it's already there, you know? Because, like, I feel like a lot of these people, like, a lot of, like, even the governor or whatever, she, like, waited till it was, like, too late to do anything. And even now that it's here, it's like, you know, she just, like, took it lightly. Like, she says that she's doing whatever she can for the situation, you know, for, like, this pandemic and this crisis or whatever. But she, like, waited. And even though, like, it was already here on Guam, she was, like, still allowing planes to come in from those areas. Like, are you serious? Like, for what? Like, she was still inviting people from, like, Korea. And Korea was affected, like, long time ago, like, since, like, February or something. Like, my sister-in-law is in Korea, and they're already in quarantine, like, long before Guam. It's crazy. And yet they waited so long to do anything about it. Like, they waited till it was actually here on Guam. They started doing something about it, like, in mid-March, and those people came in since, like, February. So, you know, imagine, they could have, you know, put a lot of people at risk. And the numbers are just going to keep growing, and it's just so sad. It's so sad just thinking about it. I honestly really didn't want to do another episode on this topic. You know, I did not want my podcast to be about this, but it's real, man. It's serious. And I think a lot of people should take it more seriously, you know, and do your part by staying home, you know. I know in the last episode I was saying to have fun with it, you know, with your family or whatever, but it's serious, guys. I don't know how many times I'm going to stress that, you know, and maybe it hasn't affected you yet, you know, and maybe that's why you're not taking it as seriously. I don't know, but I think we should, okay? And I just encourage you to, you know, to do your part and just stay at home safe, you know, with your family. And I pray that everybody will be okay, and that we'll all get out of this a lot stronger than before, guys. Okay, you just have to have faith and just pray every day that everybody's gonna be okay and that everything's gonna be okay. All right, guys. All right, so you all have a good day. Stay safe, stay sane. Okay, all right, take care, bye, guys.